I'm Ken Zonley, and this is Performing Arts Gallery. This week, we begin in the cinema. Be sure to mark your calendars for the next Corn-Fed Film Fest that's coming to Macomb on April 12th through 14th. Last year's festival was a great success, and this second year will again feature a wide variety of independent and student films. And this weekend, to kick things off, the public is invited to a Corn-Fed production party to help raise funds for the upcoming festival. The party will include appetizers from Shiloh's, a cash bar, screenings of award-winning films from Corn-Fed 2012, a scavenger hunt-style film trivia contest, a silent auction, and more. Tickets can be purchased in Macomb at the Western Illinois Museum on South Lafayette Street and at the West Central Illinois Arts Center at 25 Eastside Square. A limited number of tickets will also be available at the door. That is tonight, starting at 5:30. The price is $20 per ticket. A Corn-Fed Film Fest production party at the West Central Illinois Arts Center. In Fort Madison, Lights, Camera, Action, Inc. is presenting indoor movies. They're presenting a different family-friendly movie every weekend through the end of May. The movies are free, and concessions are only a dollar. Tonight at 6:30 and tomorrow afternoon at 2, this week's film is the classic Billy Wilder comedy Some Like It Hot, featuring Marilyn Monroe and Tony Curtis and Jack Lemmon. Beginner and intermediate classes in calligraphy are being offered at the Schaefer Pen Museum in Fort Madison. Beginner and intermediate classes offered by professional calligrapher Ellen Strittmatter. Reservations and payment are required in advance, though. One class is $25 and includes a calligraphy kit, or $15 if you bring your own fountain pen. If you take both classes, it's $40 or $30. You can reserve a spot by calling the Schaefer Pen Museum at 319-372-1674. That's tomorrow at 10 o'clock for the beginning and 1 o'clock for the intermediate. All at the Schaefer Pen Museum at 627 Avenue G in Fort Madison. Tomorrow afternoon, the Western Illinois Museum is hosting Ukulele University 101. The workshop is from 1 until 3 p.m., designed for those who have no experience with the ukulele. It will be taught by Mike McGowan. Advanced registration is required. Contact the Western Illinois Museum at 309-837-2750. Tomorrow afternoon, after Ukulele University, New Copperfield's Book Service on the Square in Macomb is presenting a local music showcase. It's a new series of performances by local musical groups. Kicking off the series tomorrow will be Hickory Bend, singing a blend of popular and traditional music and playing a variety of acoustic stringed instruments, from fiddle to ukulele, mandolin to guitar, banjo to dobro. That's at New Copperfield's Book Service, a local music showcase, starting at 3 o'clock on the north side of Macomb's historic downtown square. Tomorrow night, the Music Under the Water Tower series at Donelson, Iowa, kicks off the new year with the Viper Jazz, Ragtime Country Blues, and a little bit rockabilly sound of the Woody Pines. They'll be playing tomorrow night at the Donelson American Legion, just about under the water tower. The music starts at 8 o'clock. The band is led by showman and picker Woody Pines on guitar and resonator guitar, harmonica, and lead vocals. Woody creates a rockabilly Halloween hootenanny that could come straight out of time-traveling vaudeville show. Music Under the Water Tower at the American Legion Hall in Donelson tomorrow night at 8 o'clock with the Woody Pines. The renowned Westminster Choir, conducted by Joe Miller, will perform a concert that is being presented by the Knox College Music Department and the Galesburg Community Chorus. That will be this coming Thursday evening at 7:30 p.m. at the Central Congregational Church on the square in Galesburg. The program is entitled Appear and Inspire and will feature classic and contemporary choral works, including three by Benjamin Britten in recognition of the 100th anniversary of the composer's birth. Also on the program, works by De Victoria, Gustav Holst, and Johann Sebastian Bach. Founded 92 years ago, the Westminster Choir is composed of students at Westminster Choir College, the chorus in residence for the Spoleto Festival USA since 1977. One of the three chansons of Charles d'Orléans by Claude Debussy, one of the works on the program for the Westminster Choir, singing at the Central Congregational Church in Galesburg at 7:30 p.m. on Thursday the 17th. Stars Cave Nature Center's concert series will continue a week from tonight with singer Edie Carey. Born in Burlington, Vermont, and raised in the Boston suburbs, Edie Carey couldn't help but to love to learn words.
Hey, if you ever look for me, I'm the one who's always leaving. Hey, if you ever look for me, I'm the first to go. Oh, I can barely pull myself away from your fire. Still, here I am running into the coldest night. Yeah, it takes a few highway miles to get this old car running. I'm thinking how my body ate all that different. Songs spill out of the radio. I need them to just cover me. I need them to remind me why I'm not alone out here. I'm at home out here. It's enough.
Chicago-based singer-songwriter will be performing from her most recent release, Bring the Sea. That's at Stars Cave Nature Center, 11627 Stars Cave Road, just outside Burlington, Iowa. The price is $10 for general tickets, $2 for students. The showtime is 7:30 p.m. That's a week from tonight at Stars Cave Nature Center. The brass faculty at Western Illinois University are proud to announce their 13th annual Western Illinois University Brass Fest. It's a one-day event featuring clinics, workshops, and performances by the WIU faculty and by special guests, the Chestnut Brass Company. All the events of the festival are happening in the College of Fine Arts and Communications Recital Hall at WIU. Registration begins at 12 noon. The clinics, etc., begin at 1. And the main event at 7:30 p.m. is that concert with the Grammy-winning Chestnut Brass Company. They've earned international acclaim for performing on modern and historical brass instruments. You'll hear cornetti, sackbuts, keyed bugles, and saxhorns, as well as modern brass. Here's the Chestnut Brass taking on Irving Berlin. Irving Berlin's Puttin' on the Ritz, as interpreted by the Chestnut Brass Company. They'll be at the Kofak Recital Hall on the WIU campus at 7:30 p.m. Sunday, January 20th. They're the headline act for the WIU Brass Fest. And let's not forget our next Tri-States Public Radio Celebration Concert here in our very own studios in Macomb on Saturday, February 16th at 7 p.m., Tom Kimmel, Sally Barris, and Don Henry will take the stage. Individually, they're successful Nashville singer-songwriters. Together, they are the Waymores. Here's an example of the Waymores' wares.
When I get home, everything's wrong. You don't know me. I walk in the door. Who was I before? Maybe this takes a little time. To bring that ghost to life, like you knew me. Watch me reappear in a little while. Can you see me now?
The Waymores. They'll be here for a Tri-States Public Radio Celebration Concert on Saturday, February 16th. For tickets, you can give us a call at 1-800-895-2912, or you can pick up some tickets online as well at tristatesradio.com. I'm Ken Zonley. Join me again for Performing Arts Gallery.